Julian's had a farm in Watlinston.
Yeah, well, I can remember that. When I was a kid, I used to go scrumping in the field.
Did you?
We used to walk all the way over there to the farm. We used to wander when we were kids. You were free to do as you like, yeah. You know. There was about four or five of us used to be, all used to go off together. And we used to wander all the way over there. But you had to cross the road there to get to the farm, the Tithe Barn.
Watling Street, yeah.
It would be Watling Street, yeah. That must have been fields then, you see. We used to go over this field and then cross over into it. And then when you crossed over Watling Street, there was a big field there. We used to go get mushrooms over there. And of course he'd got the orchards. Well, of course us children used to go scrumping. And I was a bit of a tomboy, and I was very small, very tiny to all the others. And of course I was a bit of a one, I was a bit daring. They always let me do things. But they hoisted me up this tree to get these apples, and of course there was me busy up this tree shaking it, and the farmer come tearing down. Well, they all left, run off, and left me up the tree.
Oh no.
In the end the farmer come and got me down, and he got hold of me and he shook the life out of me. He said to me, "Do you realize I've been waiting all the winter for those apples?" He said. And then he just clipped you around the ear. Mm. He said, "You can just drop that lot that you've got," he said, and that was it. Mm. But now, you see, they would have someone. Mm. But I can remember that because I was the one that was landing in trouble, I was. Mm. Another thing we used to do, on Park Street Roundabout, as we called it, there used to be the sewerage farm. They used to have channels across this ground where the machinery part was, and it used to be channels where the water used to drain away, or whatever they did with it. They'd got an orchard over there, and of course us children used to go over there scrumping the apples. And this is during the war, and you had to jump these ditches to get to the apples. Well, there was a boy that lived about two doors up, and his mother wouldn't let him get dirty or anything else, and he always wanted to come with us, but we would never let him play with us a lot, because this day we was wandering off and he wanted to come. Well, we said, "Well, all right, you can come with us." So we let him come with us, and off we go wandering around. In the end we finished up over there. I mean, when you think now, we'd go miles, but now you dare let them out of your sight, dare you? And anyway, we got over to this sewerage place, and we jumped the ditches. What did he do?
He didn't fall in, did he?
He landed right in the middle of it. And we had to bring him home like that. And of course, we didn't. We threw him in his front gate and run off, you know. Because he was never allowed out anymore after that. But, you know, things we did, although I suppose we were in the wrong really, but we weren't destructive or, you know, that was being children in those days, you did that. Yeah. And I always say we enjoyed our childhood, not like now where they sort of can't do this and can't do that, but... And often when I see it, we see each other, we say, "Do you remember when we did so?" And we'd wander miles. We used to take a few sandwiches and a bottle of lemonade and be off, you know. Yeah. And of course, we never give a thought about the war or, you know, what was going on. You didn't worry too much about that. Although
no bombs came over here.
One in the watercress beds.
When they say that, do you remember that one?
Yeah, and I tell you, I was at Beaumont School. And you know when they bombed De Havilland's?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were at school that day and we had to be in the shelters, or we had to go down the shelters all day. Because they did it in daytime, didn't they?
Yeah.
And we were in the shelter. We had to be in the shelter at Beaumont and all day that day. But, you know, as I said, we didn't give a thought about this. The only thing was, when it was, it must have been, I think it either D-Day or Arnhem, and all the sky was black with the aeroplanes coming over, you know, then when they were all going. I think it must have been for or it could have been for Arnhem when they was in Holland, when they land, you know, because there was the gliders and all, so. And of course we used to, another thing you see with this place here, we had the gasworks, yeah. We had that down there, we had Hadley Pages, with the tunnel, with the because they used to have the wind tunnel going with the and the planes landing, and they used to come that low. They used to nearly hit the roof, the big Halifax bombers, you know, where they used to make them over there. Well, little did I think that I would end up working there in the office, you know, over at Hadley Pages. And but the planes used to practically hit the roof when the big bombers, because they used to make Halifax bombers there, you know, do them. And but we never give it a thought about, didn't worry about it, you know, although that was going on and we were that near to being invaded. Yeah. But, you know, as children, you never...
You didn't know, no.
You didn't think about those sort of things.
Just as well, really, didn't it?
Yeah, it was, really.
Yeah.
But we used to have a bit of excitement sometimes. Mm-hmm. I can remember one night it was crashing and banging because we used to hear it all from London and you could see the sky lit up and then the planes coming over. This, yeah, I think it must have been when they dropped a few roundabout, odd ones that they let off. They dropped their load coming up. And this night it was crashing and banging. And I kept saying, "Mom, can you hear that?" And then of course, my brother used to say, "Will you be quiet?" He used to say, "They're not going to hurt you. We're not going to hurt us. They're not going to land on us." I said, and then I'd keep it up. And then one night, another night, there was the cats howling outside. So I kept on saying, "Mom, my brother lost his temper in the finished. If you're not careful, I'll put you outside with the damn cats."